Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already hour number three on this Tuesday edition, the 11th day of May 2004. I'm Alex Jones. Riding shotgun with us is Paul Watson, my webmaster over my websites, PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. Also, be sure and check out Infowars.com for a different look and info. We're about to go to the loaded phones, get into a bunch of other news items we haven't hit on yet. But we are talking about the torture, but not just the torture, the twisting, the manipulation, the neocons and their liberal buddies saying it's good. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philadelphia, then Gabe, Jenny, Ken, John, and others. Fred, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, hi. Is it all right if I talk about something other than Iraq, or can we just stick to Iraq?
No, obviously, sir. We're talking about the entire geopolitical spectrum.
Okay. The Nichols trial. Isn't there a Culbertson video that you interviewed a guest on that this reporter is suing to get?
Okay.
It shows a fire breaking out at the bottom of the two soon-to-explode buildings. Isn't there a Culbertson video? That,
excuse me, what does this have to do with Oklahoma City?
Well, you had a guest on who was trying to get the video, a leaked video from a federal law enforcement man who leaked it to a reporter showing the building.
Number one, I'm going to put you on hold and find something out. I want the callers to turn their radios off or get off the speaker phones or whatever they're doing. Sir, do you have your radio on?
It's on very, very low.
No, put him back on hold. Turn your radios off. Hey, everybody listens to talk radio. You know this. I mean, I'm just going to start hanging up on people if it's on any. It's very annoying to me. It's driving me up the wall, and I'm sorry, but you people know better than that. Going back to you, sir, I couldn't focus on what you were saying because I was listening to the delay. Now, let's go back to what you were saying. Is your radio off?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm not mad at you. You just got to stop it. It's just very irritating. It goes on. It's kind of, you know, like a pet peeve. It just builds up and builds up until you're ready to pull your hair out. So you're getting the brunt for everybody else. There were 12 different video cameras on the truck bomb blowing up, the bombs inside, the BATF down the street in full mop gear, out of the building, John Doe number 2, all of that. 3-4 years ago, I interviewed the lawyers, the national security rulings by the feds, and then the Associated Press about a month ago, April 20th, Oklahoma City bomb document cites video of multiple suspects, and they admit it. So I know about that. I know that there's also video that we've got of the bottoms of the buildings blowing up on September 11th. Now, what are you getting at?
Okay, it's actually called the Culbertson video. There is a you had a guest on that was of an Oklahoma paper that is suing to get the Culbertson video.
Okay, you're confused, sir. The guest from Oklahoma was concerning Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I know. This is about Oklahoma City, but I'm saying that...
No, but you said at the base of the towers.
No, not the towers. They were talking about Oklahoma City. I'm not talking about the towers.
You said
all
at the base of buildings, the fires a minute ago.
Yeah, the fire. The Culbertson video has a slow motion video of the Oklahoma City building, a flame coming out of the bottom of it a second before it blew up.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Paul, any comments to this?
No. All I know is that, yeah, the video exists, and the FBI covered it up, clamped down on it. Since then, since that story came out, and it first came out, I think, back in January, I haven't heard anything more on it.
Yeah, thank you for the call, sir, and I'm sorry about getting irritated. It's just, you know, come on. We'll be back. Thanks for holding, Fred. And we'll talk to Gabe and Jenny and Ken and John and everybody else. Stay with us, my friends, and turn your radios off. OFF, OFF. And let me say it again, this is not abuse, this is torture. This is not abuse, this is torture. It's not lack of training, it is the training.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, toll-free number to join us on air. Your calls and a ton of other key news items coming up. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the economy, torture, the sickening acceptance of it, saying it's good, the wordsmithing and semantical manipulation that's taking place. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jenny in Oklahoma. Jenny, good to have you on the show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
I'm glad I have both of you on. Of course, around here, the neocons are saying the same thing.
Tell us what they're saying. Now, are they saying the torture's good, or are they saying there is no torture?
They're making excuses for it. You know, they're saying, well, we're at war, and, you know,
But I thought that first we went to war over weapons of mass destruction, then that was a fraud, so then it was to stop the torture and rape rooms, which our troops are doing in those very same rooms.
Right, right.
So how is it bad when Saddam does it or Mengele, but it's good when we do it? Comments.
That's a great point that you make. I mean, I've used that one myself since I've heard you say it, you know. I mean,
what is it like to hear these psychopaths on air?
I can't really listen to it. I'll be driving to work in the morning and just pretty much, you know, start yelling and get mad, and there's nothing I can do about it, you know, so.
You could call into the broadcast.
Well, I could, but I don't have a cell phone, and usually
I hear you. Okay, what'd you call in about? I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, that's okay. Well, actually, I don't know if you're going to appreciate this question or not, but I'm a member of your former message board, and I was wondering if you could provide maybe an explanation as to why you pulled your support.
Well, you know what? I told Paul I just want to get rid of the message board because it just turns into a gossip column, and he said he was going to hand it over to the people, and if folks don't like that, I'll just get completely rid of it.
Well, no, that's fine.
See, I told you, Paul, we need to just get rid of it. Because, I mean, it turns into a distraction, turns into a diversion, ma'am.
Well, I'm an active member of the board, and I have
well,
to
what
say
is it,
that...
Well, I mean, what does it mean if I'm not affiliated with it? I mean, I never look at it. I don't have time to deal with it. So something like that I shouldn't be involved with.
Well, it's important that we be able to recruit members, and, of course, having your name associated helps us do that. We've grown 150 members, you know, since your first coast-to-coast appearance. I mean, it's been leaps and bounds.
Well, and we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of members of our Yahoo group. We don't even really update that, ma'am. But, you know, it's just my decision. I personally want to get completely rid of it. In fact, we're going to do that. But to anything else?
Nope, that'll
okay,
do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yes, so I'm a former Army sergeant during the Vietnam War. And let me tell you something. This is a ridiculous situation. Not only is torture and humiliation illegal under the Geneva Convention, which we are party to, but it's illegal under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. There's no excuse for this whatsoever.
And I heard a sicko the other day say that, oh, well, everybody violates that, so, you know, we can too. I mean, this is sick. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, it's completely sick. Another point on these neocon talk show hosts saying all this, though. I'm pretty sure that they've heard what we're saying and that one of them's mentioned what we were saying on air because... To just today, I've had three emails basically saying that our website's a commie propaganda. And I usually only get, you know, one email a month saying that, but three in one day. So I'm sure that they've noticed that we've picked up on it, and now they're trying to defend
So when that. when we post the Army's own report saying raping women, when we post AP, Reuters, BBC, MSNBC, we're evil commies because we're against raping women.
Yes. It's commie propaganda to post the link out of MSNBC out of the official Army report saying that they raped women. It's all communism.
Because we're against open borders, the assault weapons ban, and the rest of it.
And that's exactly the point that I made in my responses, because these people are getting this from people like Savage, Limbaugh, who, you know, they go on at length about how we need to get rid of guns and keep the borders open. And anyone who criticizes the government should be put in a forced labor camp, and yet where are the commies? Again,
well, what they do is they say they're pro-gun, but then defend the actual gun bills. And, you know, just a side issue, anything else on that, Paul?
No, just that I think we've been noticed that, you know, we're getting bigger, so we're a bigger target, so we're getting
Yeah, and going back to the message board thing, you know, we started that, and I said, I'll just see how it goes, and there's a lot of great people on it, but then when it turns into a big distraction, which, basically like a pickup bar or something, I mean, that's not what I'm about, especially something I can't even look at or do anything with, and so it's no big deal. I just said, hey, let the people have it, and I told Paul, Paul, they're not even going to want to just have the message board. They're going to want me to promote it. So it's just amazing. Folks, start your own radio talk show, start your own message boards, do your own deal. You know, I can't do everything for everybody. It's really that simple. Let's go ahead now and go to the next call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in California. Ken, go ahead. Oh, that was the Army Sergeant. I'm losing my mind here. John in Tennessee. John, go ahead.
Hello. My family works for the law firm suing the Bin Ladens and Saudis for alleged involvement in 9/11. Everybody wonders why the Christian Bushes and the Muslim Bin Ladens have been in business and vacation together for 30 years in Carlisle and Arbusta Oil. Well, there's the CIA connection with Osama's CIA cover name was Tim Osman, spelled O-S-S-M-A-N. OSS stands for Office of Strategic Services.
Yeah, that's admitted. He publicly, all of these people are controlled by our government.
Well, M-A-N is a Jewish name, and Bin Laden is from Yemen, which has the highest Jewish population outside Israel. It's reported that Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Silverstein, and Bin Laden are all Jews, and Jewish historians brag that a Major George Bush was a Jew in the Revolutionary War. My question is, what have y'all found out about the Zionist Mossad ties to 9/11?
Okay, thanks for the call. Let me just comment on this. there's a crowd out there that thinks that, you know, everybody is secretly part of this big Jewish conspiracy. You know, why Jones is really a Jewish name. Now, if I was Jewish, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm not Jewish, folks. And, you know, I expose Israel, and then one crowd says that I work for Israel. The other crowd says that I'm a Nazi. And, you know, it's irritating. Kerry's grandfather was Jewish. That's, you know, he said that. It is true that the Bushes, you know, have some Jewish background. But most people, a lot of people out of Europe do. I mean, you know, the two groups mixed together. I don't believe the Jews run the New World Order. Israel is a satellite of that. I mean, half the people in Israel are against, you know, what's going on. It isn't one monolithic group. Most of the conservative Orthodox rabbis are totally against all these wars, totally against Israel doing all the things they're doing. And so, you know, you look at 9/11, it's clear that Israel was tracking some of the supposed hijackers, and they were hundreds of them, these Israelis, were arrested about a month before 9/11, and Fox News had the headline, you know, Mossad, did they have prior knowledge? Well, if our government arrested them for tailing the hijackers, if the FBI was paying for their cars, houses, credit cards, everything, then that means our government had prior knowledge, too. Were Israelis jumping up and down, videotaping the towers? Yes. Did it turn out a Mossad chief, sub-chief, was running the business that pulled out the day after? Yes. Did they have prior knowledge? Yes. Did Odigo, the instant message company, according to the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, email or instant message 4,000 you know, of their members, people that lived in New York, not just in the tower, and tell them not to go into the tower that day? Did all of that happen? Yes, yes, yes. Can Israel order NORAD to stand down? No. Can Israel order the FAA to shred tapes? No. Can Israel fly the bin Ladens out on 9/11 and September 12th? No. Can Israel have Condoleezza Rice call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York? No. Can Israel have NORAD stand down? No. Paul comments.
Well, the fact is that Israel, just like the Russians, just like the British, just like the American government, commits terrorism against its own people. Doesn't mean to say that one single country or intelligence agency runs it all, because every major intelligence agency warned of 9/11. They all knew that it was coming. Israel today admitted, or yesterday in the World Tribune, admitted that they had infiltrated Hamas. And I wrote that in my book 2 years ago, and now they've just admitted it. So the next Hamas bombing, you know, who to blame it on? That's not to say that Israel coordinated.
Well, Yitzhak Rabin apologized for Israel founding Hamas.
Yeah, but the point is that they will take this strand of this whole, you know, freedom information movement that Israel's behind it, and they will run with it and demonize us as racist. And that's exactly what the reporter did in this recent Vanity Fair article, which included us and a whole bunch of other people on the subjects of New World Order and 9/11. They basically zeroed in on the fact that it was all a Jewish conspiracy. You know, throw in a few greys, aliens, and UFOs, and that's the whole topic whitewashed and us demonized.
Yeah, I mean, 2,000 years ago, when no Jews were in China, they were enslaving their people. 2,000 years ago, you know, with the Aztecs. I mean, it has nothing to do with, you know, are there powerful Jews in positions of power? Well, yes, and there are powerful, you know, Germans and others. I mean, basically, this is what happens. You've got a German mafia, a WASP mafia, a Jewish mafia, an Italian mafia, and people get the Jewish mafia confused with Jewish people. And then the Jewish mafia plays off that and goes, if you criticize the Jewish mafia, you're an anti-Semite. So we do criticize the Jewish mafia, and they're the arguably the third most powerful mafia in the world. But the Nazi Skull and Bones mafia is the most powerful. And the Queen of England and the Dutch royal family and others, they are the most powerful, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the Anglo-Saxon mafia. But people say that, you know, take the example of patriotism. People say that if you criticize the government, then you're being unpatriotic, not knowing that patriotism, the ultimate form of it, the original form of it, was a rebellion against government. It's love of your country, not love of your government. So these dialectics that people get confused with, you know, discredit our argument, and Israel being the head of everything is exactly that, a false dialectic.
Absolutely. Again, you see the nepotism, the cronyism, the Italian mob, the WASP mob, the Jewish mob, they all do it. People can point at the nepotism of the Jewish mafia. Well, yeah, that's what mafias do. They're hereditary crime syndicates. But most Jews aren't part of the Jewish mafia.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Brett in Washington. Brett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm on the radio. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. And Paul Watson, hello to you. Yes. A couple quick questions here, if I may, Alex.
Sir, you don't have... put him on hold. Sir, you don't have your radio on, do you? Let's bring you back up. Sir, do you have your radio on?
Are you there?
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I may, one's a very simple question, and then I have a general question for you. begin with, have you ever heard of a guy named Brother Stare, and do you ever listen to him?
No, I don't, and I don't even concern myself with it. I concern myself with the Pan American Union, with cancer viruses and vaccines, the government feeding radiation to public school children. I don't concern myself with the.
Okay, I was just curious. Because he comes on after you on WWE.
Hey, thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. I really do. I just cannot descend into what everybody else does on so-called Patriot Talk Radio. I appreciate it. Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hi there. I wanted to ask you, Alex, if you pursued or checked into trying to get any of your shows or your own special show, whatever, on Free Speech TV on the Dish Network.
No, I've been on Free Speech TV a couple times at events, but I haven't checked into that.
You ought to have your own regular show. That's a great venue. I watch it all the time. It's incredible.
The problem is that it's a little bit liberal, and they don't want a real conservative on there exposing Bush. They want to keep it in the fake left-right paradigm.
I mean, are you a real conservative? I've never considered you conservative.
Well, to use people's popular term, I'm pro-gun, anti-abortion, pro-border, pro-national sovereignty, so I'm in disagreement with Bush and Clinton and the rest of them.
So they have to categorize you then?
Basically, I mean, I've talked to people who have talked to them, and I've seen Free Speech TV, and I've just gotten the feel for it, but they put some alternative stuff on there. They might give me a TV show. Why don't you contact them and tell them to?
I'll try. All right, good luck.
What else is on your mind? Nothing else?
Well, I saw some of the stuff on C-SPAN, the hearings, and it's ridiculous how you don't even have to have the title underneath these people's names to know whether or not they're a Republican or a Democrat as soon as they start talking.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Colorado. Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I just want to touch on a couple things here that's been happening here up here in Denver. Let's see, the Arapahoe County wants to introduce foot patrols into suburban parts of the county. We're not talking like, you know, like downtown, like what you'd see in a Beretta show.
Yeah, this is knock and talk. And just foot patrols in rural areas walking around spying on you.
Yeah, coming up down where there's you never see a cop car. However, if these guys start walking down through, I mean, what if somebody's being assaulted five blocks away? Are they going to sprint 2,000 yards and get there and help her out?
Look, this community policing is taking everybody out of the military when they rotate back to the States, putting them on the streets, 100,000 new police every few years, out there looking for some way to get you into a private prison.
Yeah,
Paul Watson, comments?
Well, yeah, but obviously they don't have enough personnel in the police force to patrol every single street, which is why the draft, the Homeland Security Service, is going to be part of this, which is why on the Selective Service Board website, you'll see that the photos at the top are basically a pan of every individual in society, a black skateboarder, a white businessman in a suit, a cowboy. So they're basically saying that they're going to hire everyone from every strata of society, and it's all geared towards this Homeland Security Service, which is what, you know, where they'll draw the personnel for those kind of foot patrols.
Absolutely. Anything else, Dave?
Well, we're being bombarded with stuff. I'm in the process of moving, so I can't pay attention right now for a couple more weeks, but we had two news, major evening news stories, local news, and one of them was about your pets getting little microchips and vets can't find them. And the other one was about how to keep track of your kids. And I didn't get to see these shows. And I called in last Friday about...
Well, that's what they do all over the country, all over the world. Oh, look, this cat that was gone for 7 years got found, this dog for 5 years. Oh, and the next report, should children have these?
And then they got this brain fingerprinting research center. They want to put in, they want to train 1,000 people to take this technology across
the country.
Yeah,
they're going to build that in Colorado. I saw that. And five airports have NASA prototype brain scanners that scan your brain at the airport. Isn't that freedom?
I mean, they're going to abuse this technology. This technology has to be skeptical at best. Reading your neural
Look, great point. We've already proven that the old lie detector was a fraud. So now they've got a more complex black box and other, vain quackery. Oh, it says you're guilty. Why the scanner says it? We don't lie. We're the running man. All right, we'll be back. Thank you, sir. Great points. Great call. More calls, more news with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Stop the pill popping. No more trying to remember to take all those vitamins daily that don't entirely absorb. Stop dishing out cash. To get all the vitamins and nutrients your body needs, you'll have to pay hundreds of dollars per month and still be missing out on the essentials. What if I told you I'm about to save you all the time and money with a product that provides all the nutritional groups that support every function of the human anatomy? It's called Pro Vitamin Complete. The name speaks for itself. With just one delicious shot every day, your body will be receiving 178 fantastic ingredients. That's 178 fantastic ingredients in a liquid form that is 98% absorbed. You know you're not eating right. No more excuses. ProVitamin Complete contains the important vitamins you need, plus minerals, enzymes, amino acids, fatty acids, and even fiber. ProVitamin Complete, affordable whole food liquid nutrition for your entire family. Call now, get your ProVitamin Complete at 1-800-373-6076. That's 1-800-373-6076 now. Or check out their banner on GCNLive.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Jenny, my love.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Toll-free number to join us on air here in the last 26 minutes we got left is 1-800-259-9231. I got a big stack of news we haven't even gotten to yet. I want to recap some top stories and get into some other news that Paul's got as well. We'll go to Carol and CD and others here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, just for the next 3 or 4 minutes, I'm honored to have Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, made right here in America, and the biggest sponsor of this broadcast, joining us. She comes on a few days a week with us for a few minutes. Every day, I see articles about poison in the water supply, every type of poison you can imagine, from VX nerve gas in Delaware to Ritalin and Prozac in most major water supplies, sodium fluoride, chlorine, dead bacteria, live bacteria. Your bottled water is no good as well. That's been all over the news. She reports on that every few weeks. It is now time to stop drinking the tap water, to try to stay away from bottled water. I still drink it every once in a while when I have to. And they've got solutions for you to do this. They've got a deal where you get 5 sport Berkeys that reduce the pathogens a lot better than bottled water. Does 600 and something refills, normally $40 at a store. You get them for $20 through New Millennium. They got the sports Berkeys, and then they've got the purification systems that cut it all out. The big old that does tens of thousands of gallons in its lifetime. And it takes about 2 minutes to put together. A very handsome, sits in the corner of your house. They've got the plexiglass see-through models. They've got stainless steel models. They've got it all. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Great. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekends are always great.
Mine are always just full of work. But Debbie, you've got some different specials. These are top-of-the-line systems. Tell folks about the specials and why they should order or at least call and get an info pack today.
Well, the reason they ought to call and get an info pack today is because the longer that you keep drinking your city water, the more contaminants you're allowing into your body. As simple as that. And so if they want to call me to have an information packet sent out, I'll be glad to do that. Or if they want to order right away, we do have our Berkey specials. We have the Berkey Light without the lights for $199, and with that, you do receive one free gift, or you can get the Berkey Light with the light for $259, and with that, you get two free gifts. And out of those free gifts, you either get to choose the Berkey Sport bottle, which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with by now, or a bottle of potassium iodate, or they can get the new movie, and it comes on DVD or VHS, called Sheltering in Place, or the new CD-ROM that we have called Prudent Places. And if they want more than just what they get for free with their Berkey, they're also available to purchase the additional items, too. And they're going like hotcakes. I mean, people are loving the new movie and the new CD-ROM. They're really fantastic. And the Berkeys will help you to have a healthier body. It's as simple as that. You'll be drinking healthier water. You'll quit putting the pollutants into your body.
Yeah, I don't believe, Debbie, I don't believe in magic machines that magically heal you or magical creams or magical pills. I mean, I believe in good, clean water. I believe in documentary films. I believe in books. I believe in real things here, not sensational. Your body is 70% water. The water is full of poison. After you've been drinking out of a big Berkey, and try to drink your tap water, try to drink bottled water after that, you're going to be amazed that you were drinking this all these years. It is now time for you to take action. Give Debbie a call. You'll be talking to her. The phone's busy. Just call. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com, and in the comment section, tell them what free gift you want. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get these specials. 1-888-803-4438. Or you can order via Infowars.com in our secure, safe online shopping cart. Again, that number one more time if you missed it. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. Have a wonderful day.
You're doing a great job, Debbie. Take care. Again, that's 888-803-4438. I mean, it's simple. You don't think you can take action? Stop drinking the poison they're feeding you. Let me just read this now since I mentioned this. Where is it? I had this last Friday. I spent about a minute and a half on this, and I want to get your take on this, Paul Watson. And then we'll go straight to the calls and back into the other news you've got there in your stack. Well, this is from Democracy Now! And they put out some good news, but this is old news. I mean, I've got Newsweek articles from 8 years ago when I was really getting started that admitted all of this. And this went right through to just a few years ago. And it says, in a Massachusetts school, 73 disabled children were spoon-fed oatmeal laced with radioactive isotopes. In an upstate New York hospital, an 18-year-old woman, believing she was being treated for her pituitary disorder, was injected with plutonium. At a Tennessee clinic, 829 pregnant women were served vitamin cocktails containing radioactive iron as part of their regular treatment. No, these are not acts of terrorism by common criminals. These are just some of the secret human experimentation experiments that the U.S. government conducted on unsuspecting Americans for decades as part of its atom bomb program. In a gruesome plot that spanned some 30 years, doctors and scientists worked with the U.S. Atomic Weapons Program, exposing thousands of unwilling and unknowing Americans to radiation, poisoning, and to study its effects. For years, the experiments by the U.S. government and the identities of their human guinea pigs were covered up. And this is after a six-year investigation, and they go through all of the next 12 pages. But I remember reading about a pregnant wife of a GI would come in 8 months pregnant. They'd say, take these vitamins. They even had former Nazis running the clinics out in New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada. This has been in the news. And they would order the young doctors to give these to them, and then the woman would come back in having a miscarriage, and they'd come in with film cameras and film it. This is ghoulish by the controllers just to test and create cadres of psychopaths. Then they take those cadres, create larger cadres. The Nazis called it the cement of blood. Once you've tortured together, you know, you stick together. Then you train others in torture. This is why you should stop drinking the water, people. Because this stuff's going on all the time. 5 million gallons of nerve gas to be dumped in the Delaware River, Associated Press. That is thousands of tons mixed with 5 million gallons of water. Deadly. Paul comments.
Well, exactly. The genesis was with the Nazis. And to train that cadre, the first euthanasia programs were done on disabled children, which then obviously elevated up to Jews and other minorities. And so, I mean, same thing nowadays with the latest study out of Britain says that sperm counts of men are down 40%, and that in actual fact, 75-year-old men now have higher sperm counts in many areas in Britain than, you know, 30-year-old men.
Now, Paul, you're looking at that statistic in one way. They announced in the Solar Report a few months ago that 40% reduction in the last decade, but when you add it to the reduction from the decades before, it was over an 80% sperm count reduction.
Yeah, so that was the case. It was measured from around 10, 12 years ago to present day. So it's just adding on top of the previous study. It's like with the water. Here in Britain, again, the Coca-Cola company who produced the bottled water, which was found to contain cancerous carcinogens. But the point to make is that they were getting that water from local estuaries, which fed straight into the tap water of the London area down there. So they just drew it out of the tap water, which also contained these carcinogens.
Yeah, so you can't recall the reservoir.
Exactly. People have been drinking it for years, and the only scandal is about the few 100,000 bottles of water that Coke sell. But it's been there for years, and people drinking it through the tap water.
We've all got to start filtering our water. How do they get people to give uranium to pregnant women? What is that, to fight Al-Qaeda too? I mean, is it funny? Is it just blowing off steam to kill somebody's baby, Paul?
Well, people like Kim Jong-il take that as well and institute that kind of program in the North Korean gulags with 200,000 people in them. So Kim's just blowing off steam as well, just having some fun with the experiment.
Well, yeah, or you're with Al-Qaeda. Let's talk to Carol in Arkansas, then CD and others. Carol, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
It should come as no surprise, as repugnant and horrendous as all this torture business is to civil people. It really should come as no surprise that after over two decades of teaching situation ethics in our schools, and yes, it is coming here, it is here. As I have watched these COPS programs, you know, they give a little bio on the front of how they got into law enforcement. And
80% of them are former military.
That's exactly right. They're saying they came out of the military. Others are from all cop families my mother and my father were in police and law enforcement, and so it seemed only natural for me to go into it too. But we're seeing this mentality come here, and they're not going to, as you can see, they don't have respect for human beings, and that's what we're dealing with. And used to be, they were taught that. But this mentality is here. And as we speak, Alex, Wayne Hage is in court for his rights against the U.S. government. And you know that horrendous story of how the BLM and the Forest Rangers came in on their horses and helicopters with their bulletproof vests on, and seized his property and his cattle and took them to the sale barn. They did the same thing to a man in Mexico, New Mexico, and they did it during the calving season, killed a lot of his cows and calves.
Yeah, they're doing insane stuff all the time, and then not even following federal law in how they sell the animals. This is just the raping and robbing and pillaging by our captors that is going on.
Exactly. And so for anybody to think that it is not going on here, and even...
Well, ma'am, I see articles every day where they're torturing people in prisons, but it's a minor footnote in the back of the paper.
Well, they're seizing property and bulldozing people's homes, too, as you
know. They're about to flood about 5% of Miami, 50-year-old neighborhood.
Yeah, and the man at Ozona, Florida, who had... his family had been on this property for 40 years, and the suburbs moved in around him, and they didn't like his property and the fact that he redid boats and things and had them sitting out on his property, even though he had a tall fence. They finally had the city come in and bulldoze his place. And
yeah,
no, it's
all part
to the
of all part of the freedom. Thank you, Carol. CD in Texas. CD, go ahead.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, we've got a problem with the phone system. It is echoing.
Yeah, it just happened.
It's not you. It is the phone system. It is a real problem. It needs to be fixed. Go ahead, CD.
Yeah, three quick items. The Muslims around the world should demand that this prison be turned into their own personal Holocaust museum to perpetuate the memory of what government out of control did to them.
And instead, our government wants to bulldoze it.
That's right. They need to rise up right now and start a campaign to turn that into a museum, a Holocaust museum for those people. Now, the next item is last week I sent you a little video, a video cassette, and on there, on the Charlie Rose program, the guy is saying that this, what was done in the prison, was not a random act of terrorism or by accident or amateur. He said that they knew exactly how to push the Arab buttons or the Muslim buttons in order to be most effective.
Well, that's it. And I have Reuters, AP, the Army's own report. They were ordered to do it. There is no debating it. But you know, CD, there's this denial. I keep using the example of the draft. For 2 years, they've introduced 12 bills. Senators, congressmen are openly calling for it. They're reestablishing draft boards, getting ready for the selective service for women. And then I have people on talk shows tell me I'm a liar, a commie liar, that there's no draft coming. Paul Watson, CD, any comments to this incredible denial?
Well, I had an email today which said that it was my imagination that top Pentagon officials got warned the night before 9/11 not to fly into New York.
And that's MSNBC.
Yeah, they reported on it twice, and so the denial is massive. But the previous caller made the point about Charles Drainer, who was one of these military police torturing the Iraqis. In Iraq, he actually used to work in a jail in Pennsylvania doing the exact same thing, and the New York Times reported that this has been going on for decades in U.S. prisons. Back in January of 2003, several people came forward to say they were arrested for terrorism, charged with terrorism, for carrying knives similar to those used by the so-called 9/11 hijackers, and they were taken to a Brooklyn prison and tortured, and that's just one case. And the New York Times, you know, report that this has been going on in the U.S.
And now they report that 70 to 90% held in error. That's the Army's own report, republished by the Red Cross. So, CD, what is it like for you as an American to watch us stoop this low, but then not really apologize as a people, just make excuses and say it's a good thing in some cases?
Well, I see it as World War III that Albert Pike laid out. I just accept it as their normal procedure to accomplish their goals. That's the way I see it. I just you know, see it like that. I mailed you yesterday a special report put out by David J. Smith, and it kind of wraps up everything in a nice, concise package. So look for that in your mail.
What is Pastor Smith saying?
Well, he's got this January-February report, special report he put out. Well, he just tells about Albert Pike laying out this thing, and he sort of gives the plan that has been in progress here for the last 150, 200 years.
Well, Pastor Smith does a great job. Thanks for the call. And by the way, Albert Pike said in the 1870s there'd be a three-part war. World War I between Europe, where it would start, World War II to create a world government, UN system, and then World War III starting between the Christians, the Jews, and the Muslims, bringing in the Antichrist. And this was the head mason and Confederate general. Boy, Paul, how did he know that 130 years ago?
Well, yeah, the step three is the Muslim Holy War, the manufactured Holy War, and that's exactly why we're seeing this torture come out now. even though we were talking about it over a year ago. Because
yeah, tell folks about P2OG.
Well, that was out of the Pentagon. Rumsfeld's plan to stir up unrest amongst Arabs and terrorists by killing their family members and doing similar activities to then make them attack so we could go in and get them. So prodding terrorists to attack was the quote. And that was in Asia Times and Washington Post and LA Times as well.
Unbelievable. We'll come back at a couple final news stories, perhaps take a final call. Stay the course. Stay with us into the final segment. You're in the zone, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson, of course, is my guest. Joins us once a week. Got a lot of other big guests coming up this week. The new website is PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all of you for your support. Your support of PrisonPlanet.tv, your subscription to that for 15 cents a day, makes all the other sites possible. We just can't pay for the bandwidth. We're victims of our own success if you don't go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. So, frankly, you are subsidizing the education of the globe with 20 million visitors per month now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
It is publicly admitted in the Army's own reports, in their statements. They say they have the photos of people being beaten to death, attack dogs attacking people, women being raped, children being tortured and raped. This is all official. This is admitted. Stop denying it. And you sickos out there, you know who you are. Stop saying it's a good thing. We've got to stand up with one voice and say this is wrong. Our government's been doing this for decades, been going on in our prisons. Meanwhile, Paul, the Register Guard reports contrails do count. And she talks about the crazies that believe in this. But I remember 5-6 years ago, a jet would fly over, leave a trail, disappear in a few seconds, and it was always at 30,000 feet or higher. Now at 5,000 feet, they spray a trail. It stays there for 5 hours, 4 hours. But she goes on to say, for years, contrail conspiracy theorists have complained, have competed with UFO sighters and alien abductions survivors. See, it's a big joke for airtime on late night radio. It says their claim, those puffy white jet wakes are no more, are no mere water vapor. Well, it can't form at low altitudes. Why is it forming? But active mind control chips, you know, just so. But it says laughable. Why then has NASA launched a project to engage ordinary citizens, even school kids, in monitoring the jet fuel leavings? In a word, climate. NASA scientist Lynn Chambers and a principal investigator with CERES, satellite project that monitors the impact of contrails, essentially man-made clouds on the Earth's radiant energy systems. And they admit the Earth is now 20% darker. And it says during the daytime, less sunlight gets to the Earth, Chambers said, and they admit that it's causing a global problem. Folks, the ice crystals don't form in the summer at 5,000 feet and stay there for 5 hours and drop towards the ground. Paul?
Well, it's certainly not laughable when these things, you know, hang over primary schools and children start coughing up blood. But there's this differentiation between contrails and chemtrails. They're trying to say that people who point this out, that these things are hanging in the air for 5 hours, are talking about contrails. It's not the case. Contrails disappear after 5-10 minutes. These are chemtrails that hang there and then do form these man-made clouds, whereas contrails dissipate. So people...
Look, my whole life growing up in Dallas, Texas, Paul, I would sit there on my dad's lap or walking, you know, down the street, and I would watch the jet fly over and watch it disappear. We're talking minutes, seconds. They sit there for 4 or 5 hours until the whole sky's full of them at 4,000 feet.
And now we've got NASA photos, and there was one of Britain as well a few months ago, now one of the States, where the country's literally blanketed by these things. You can barely make out the outline of the country from these satellite photographs, and that certainly wasn't the case 5-10 years ago.
This is very, very serious. Paul, I appreciate you joining us, and God bless you, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks.
And we'll see your fine work on my websites, prisonplanet.tv and prisonplanet.com. Be sure and go sign up at prisonplanet.tv. Also, you can get Paul's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 300 pages, detailing September 11th, the definitive scholarly work on the subject. My book, Descent into Tyrannies, pretty good as well. I've made 2 films on the subject, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, I Carry Juice, The Preservation of Firearms, great video, Innocence Betrayed, about the Second Amendment, a must-have. Comes with 3 free pro-gun comic books for your children or your neighbors who are at that educational level. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Secure Safe shopping cart. Or don't wait, call, and you can ask questions, and they'll answer your questions at 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, that's 1-888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure and join us. God bless you all. Take on the New World Order. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.